From the case of Kiddushei Karka, Kiddushei Kesef al Yidei Karka, and then you should say Kal Vachomer, because if you see that Kesef al Yidei Karka is Machnis, even though it's not Motzi, so Kal Vachomer, that Kiddushei Shtar should work, since we know it's Motzi, should also be Machnis, and the Pirch of the Gemara wouldn't apply. The Pirch of the Gemara was Mal Kesef Shekin Poden Bo Hegdesh Ma'aseh Sheni, that you couldn't say because by Karka you're not Poden. Okay, so this was Tosis' question. We followed all that in terms of what Tosis was answering and the implications for reading the whole Gemara in a different light. Meanwhile, Derech Agav, you see from Tosis an interesting idea that Tosis assumes that you can Mekadish an Isha Bekarka, that is to say, as Kedusha Kesef. That's not Pashut, simply an Inyan to know about. The Tosa Rush already points out it's not simple. Tosis a Rush. He asks Tosis' question, and he says, "Misupik." He says, "Perhaps you can mekadesh an isha bekarka. The shema ain isha nikneis bekarka." And then he says that even if you say she is, Yeshuomer, and he goes on to say something else. Mikoach kesef miskadeshes, so the pircha is still valid. And then he brings the other answer Tosis gives: she can kone metalten ba'agav, which we talked about on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Tosa Rush is misupik. So what exactly is this about? So it's really a broad topic, just simply to just touch the surface of it. We didn't see this at the time, but in the Mishnah, the Ran discusses this issue, as does the Rashba as well. There's a sheet of the Bal HaItur that they quote. He holds that you cannot mekadesh bekarka. And the Ran argues on the Bal HaItur. Exactly what is this based on? So if you take a look at the Ran, I think I did give it to you, just to see a little bit on this. So we have the halach of Shava Kesef Kekesef, that's the Tosis on that base, and Shonim discuss. And we know the Shava Kesef works by Kedushin, and also works in many other areas. But, says the Bal HaItur, not all Shava Kesef works for Kedushin. Ika man de oma, says the Ran. The Afa got the Shava Kesef Kekesef when in Kedushin had me metaltelin of a karkos go. Why not? Why would karka be any different? The Begemara Amrinan, the Gemara here that hey, the Makshin Habayi Yitzia. We have a hekesh of Kedushin to Gerushin. Kedushin from Gerushin. Umehacha Kesha Yafina Kedushin Shtar. That's how we know, that's our sugya. That's how we know that this Kedushin Ayde Shtar, just like Gerushin is Ayde Shtar, right? So now, says the Bal HaItur, Kevan de Makshinan, Kevan de Makshinan, Ma Yitzia b'mechuber lo, She'en Kosin Saget b'mechuber lo karka, Kedi Isa b'perka mevitinyan. So we know that you can write a get on mechuber lo karka. The halacha is, a get is pasul on karka. That's a Mishnah in Gittin. Exactly the Mako will have to know. Sefer, perhaps. The Nasan B'yada has to be Shaykh to give it over, with handing it over. And in any case, it's a halacha. You can't write a get and use a karka for the get. And if you cut it afterwards, it's a problem of Mechusik Tzitzav, Nasan B'yada, you can't have anything in between. So you can't give a get on karka. So now we have a hekesh. Havayi Yitzia, af havayi nami b'mechuber lo. So therefore, the halacha is that you can't use karka for kedusha. Then they bring a gemara that seems to say this as well. What is the gemara that they quote in the passing Gittin? The Mishnah the Mishnah mentions there are things that are equivalent between get and shichur, and it has a list of things that get and shichur are identical, have share certain halachas. And the Gemara asks, and the Shaka Vitari there, why not mention other things? For example, you can write the get and the shtar shichru on mechuber l'karka. The Gemara has other kashas, how about lishma, which is left out, doesn't mention that in the Mishnah. And the Gemara tries to give an answer, the Gemara ends up giving a different answer and says, Ela kikatani, what does it mention in the Mishnah, that there's shavah, gitin ha-shichru avadim, nusa delesa b'kedushin. Things that are specifically true about shechur and get and are not true by kiddushin. No, said the isa be kiddushin lo katani. That's the Gemara Daf Yud and Gittin, Yud and Aleph. So something which is not just true by shechur and get isha, but also by kiddushin, that doesn't get mentioned in the Mishnah. So what is the Gemara saying in effect? That the din of mechuber, that it's pasul by mechuber, the pasul by mechuber is true not just by get, it's also by kiddushin. So chayav Gemara mefureshes that there's a problem of kiddushin ayde karka, and that would be some the sheet of many rishonim. So now, why would Tosus disagree, and why would the Ran now disagree? Chayav it's a mefuresh Gemara that there's a problem of kiddushin karka, and it's based on havayi liyitzia. So what's the answer? The answer is because what does it mean that we're makish havayi liyitzia? When we say in our Gemara, Makish Vayitziya, what are we learning out? What halacha? Kiddushei Shtar. And now we have sugyas later on in terms of halachas of Lishma by Kiddushei Shtar, just like by Get. So to the extent that we're learning that we have Shtar that works by Kiddushin, so the din of Kiddushei Shtar has to be parallel to Kiddushei, to Gerushin. But now we're discussing karka, so it would mean that you can write a shtar kiddushin on karka, beseder, that nobody disputes. That's the Gemara in Gittin. But what are we discussing? What's our discussion? What's our Tosfos about? You mekadesh b'karka through what method of kiddushin? Kiddushin what? Kiddushin kesef. Oh, that's a different story. To say that we're going to learn out that you can mekadesh b'karka b'torah shava kesef. Because Makshin Havayi Liyitzia, that's a bigger stretch. That already, who says we go that far? That's really the part of the issue. We have not the big picture, a lot of rice, a lot of kashis, Tosefta, and other things. But that's what the Ran says in response to that shita. Can the Ran go back to the Ran? The Ran says, yes, so they have a right from the Gemara in Gittin. Says the Ran Vileisa. The Chiyam Rinan, and the next paragraph in the Ran. The Chiyam Rinan Hassam, that was the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Yud, the Mechuber Parsel B'Kiddushin, Hanem Mila B'Kiddushin Shtar, Shem Kasav Ra Ala Mechuber, Re'e Mekudeshe Sli, V'Nas Nola, Lo Havi Kiddushin, the Kiddushin Shtar, Hud Makshin and Liyitzia. Abo Nasen La Karka Mechuber B'Toras Kesef, Adi Mahaniya, Da Havi Ki Kesef, Ubali Mahaniya, Da Havaya the Kesef, Lo Be'ina, Dumi Yitzia. Havaya the Shtar is Dumi Yitzia. Havaya the Kesef doesn't have to be Dumi Yitzia. And then he has Rais, the Gemara later, and so on. So this is, again, just a maramakum to know that if anyone asks you after learning Kiddushin, you know, so you learned Kiddushin. What do you say about Kiddushin Haidei Karka, Kiddushin Kesef Haidei Karka? So have you seen anything about it? So you should be able to respond, Vishnata Muvanacha, right? Shiloti Gam Game. I know a Tosus in Daf Hei that says that you can Mekadesh Ali De Karka, and I Tosa Rosh is Mesupik, and we showed in the beginning of the Mesech, on the Mishnah, the Rad, the Rash, but they bring a sheet that you can't give Karka B'Torah Kedusha Kesef, and they argue, they say you could, it's only for Karka, for Shtar that is a problem, okay? That's simply Yediyah Bialma, okay? But it's a sugya by itself, but that's something to be aware of. That comes out of this Tosis. Zog Tosis weiter. So how do we learn out that there's a din of shtar, kiddushei shtar? Mahavaya bekesa. So the Gemara says, because of the hekesh havaya liyitzia. Feg the Gemara. Nope. Why not say now, the same way there's a hekesh havaya liyitzia to learn out that shtar works by kiddushin, when I learn the kesef works by gerushin. That's the Gemara's next kash. It starts off with the Shaki V'tari. V'akishnam yitzir avaya, ma'avaya v'kesef, avitzir v'kesef. And here we have, how many answers in the Gemara? Avaya and Rav, right? Avaya is going to go the route of Ein kategor nasa sanegor, kesef machtis, kesef motzi, sanegor yasa kategor. The Gemara has a Shaki V'tari in that. Rava doesn't go that route. Rava says, based on the drasha, the chasav lo b'ksif misgareshes, ein misgareshes b'kesef, and then subsequently the Gemara says, if that's used up, then you'll have to dash in from sefer korsa, v'davach korsa. So we know that only shtar and not kesef works for gereshet. What does Tosfos ask? Ma havaya b'kesef? Af yitziyasa b'kesef. Fektosis. Uliyan via lekala memra. So why not suggest another kasha? Instead of asking or besides asking about kesef working for gerushin based on the hekesh, why not say that bia, which works by kedushin, should work by gerushin? Bia lekolmeima ma'avai bia afitziasa bia. Why? Two things. Shalisrachik bimena hu megarsha. What shaykh to say bia works for gerushin? The idea of gerushin is to create a pirud, a richuk, to break the relationship. And bia is obviously an expression of kiruv, of ava. So therefore, it would be impossible to assume that it should be a notion of bia for gerushin. Kesef mela. Kesef is, you know, you could say parav, you know, kesef. A maisen is seen as kesef. Even kesef, we struggled a little bit because a maisa, who's giving the kesef? We had the Rashi and Sukkah and Tosis. The next Tosis is also clear who's giving the kesef. That would have been a gerushin. It would be the Baal giving the kesef to the Isha, which is strange, because usually what? The Kone is giving the kesef. Here she's being Kone Satsma. A Kopanim, but as I state, right? Makish, the Gemara is saying, let's be Makish one to the other. So just like kesef works for Kiddushin, kesef works for gerushin, so the Baal will give the kesef. Okay, but it's not totally crazy. It's just that we have to understand the mahalach, but here it's ridiculous to assume that bia should work for gerushin. Bia has to be some shaychus to the kinyan that's taking place. That's number one. Va'od mishum shematzah ba'ev asdava ravi l'garsha va'az yetch l'ifrosh. The Torah says that gerushin takes place as a result of the fact he matzah ba'ev asdava. Different sheet is what it means, but the pashup shad, and certainly that's part of what the Torah is discussing, is that she was mizana. And if that's the case, then he's not allowed to live with her. In which case, you couldn't talk about get out of bia in a classic case of matzah ba'eres davar. So therefore, you can't assume that bia would work for gerushin. So the only kasha would be bet kesef. Good. Sanego yasa kategor. This is now the svara that Abai gives. Abai says you can't say that kesef works for yitzia because yomru kesef machnis. Kesef motzi, kesef brings her in for kedushin. The kesef is motzi. Sanegor yasa kategor. This is an expression we find a lot of times. En kategor nasa sanegor. You can't have the kohen gadol go into kodesh hakodashim with bigdei zahav because it's ma'or the kitrug of chet ha'egel and he's coming to be a defense for Klal Yisrael. So Higmar is using that idea here. Kategor. Sanegor yasa kategor. What's the equivalent of the sanegor here? The sanegor would mean the case of what? The fact that kesef is kedushin, is machnis. And then kategor, and the very same thing that should create the defense, to create the inyan of the ishus, of the bringing in, that she becomes an isha to him. So that very thing should serve as the kategor, which takes away the ishus, it breaks the ishus. That's as Abai is counterintuitive, so that already tells you not to be makish to that extent, to that degree. V'im tomar, fektosis hechi komar le'il. How could the Gemara say earlier, ma'lo mevriya shekein yotza bekesef? So the Gemara said that earlier, ma'lo amar shekein yotza bekesef is the reason why you can learn a kavul chomer from amma to isha for kinyan kesef. Right, we had a kavul chomer. Amma is not nikneis bebiya, it's nikneis bekesef. So isha nikneis bebiya, nikneis bekesef mikavul chomer. And we said it's a kavul chomer pricha. Why? Because ma'lo amma shekein yotza bekesef. So however you explain that point that Rashi says specifically because of that, she should be nikneis bekesef. Tosa sees it as the fact that she has an extra way. There should be kiyotze with the yitzia of kesef, so therefore she could also have the nikneis bekesef. But either way, the problem is to the contrary. Yotze bekesef is the reason why you shouldn't say that nikneis bekesef, because to the contrary, be nikneis bekesef reason not to be yotze bekesef. The din who should take nikneis bekesef, adarabba. What do you mean that's the reason she should be nikneis bekesef, that she has a yitzia of kesef? Adarabba. Dreisa, the inkatega nasa sanegor. In other words, Yitzia of the Amma is the counter, the opposite of her becoming an Amma, becoming a Shifcha. So how could the same Kenyan Kesef work to make her an Amma and then to break it? So Tosis is applying the logic of Abaye not just to Ishus, of Gerushin and Kedushin, but to Shivchus as well. Is it so poshut that we should assume that Abai Svara is true beyond the particular context of Ishus? Maybe what? Maybe Abai only said this in connection to what Inyan? To Isha Labaila. That's what you could talk Kategor Sanegor, becoming married as an Isha Labaila and then becoming Migureshes in the Baila. Maybe Shivchas is a different Indian. It's not the same. Kategor Sanegor is specifically more of a pronounced issue than a gay Ishus. Tosus doesn't accept that, but who seems to say like that? The Rashba. Without explaining much, the Rashba says very short few words. Yomu kesef machis kesef motzi yomu sanega yase kategor the kesef shemotzi bama vriya eno kategor. That which she's going out from being a shifcha is not kategor. The lo nichnas elu l'shifchus. The lo nichnas elu l'shifchus. What is he saying? It's only for shifchus, and that's not the issue. Ishus is where this issue comes up. Ishus. Okay, so good. Tosus doesn't feel that's the point. The point is that if the kinyan is undermining the opposite kinyan, where it's the unraveling of the previous kinyan, that's a problem having the same maisa kinyan work for both. Yeah.
Why does Tosus ask his kasha on dalal and beis? Why can't you ask in general? You see that kategor saying.
Yeah.
No,
the halach itself. Yeah, halach. The kasha is from the halach. Why does he ask it this way? Perhaps it's strong. Anyone want to say something? Why does he ask it from dalal and beis, not from the halach itself?
So yeah. The opposite story on dalal.
Yeah, it's a chorid. It's because it's more focused of a question. It's the Gemara. It's not just on how is halacha correct. I mean, right, the Rashba asks it just from the halacha, but here the Gemara seems to be saying that that the Yitzhiya B'Kesef explains and justifies what is a Kenyan Kesef. And that Tosa says to the contrary. You know, maybe it's more of a problem. The Gemara seems to be totally, you know, unaware of this problem to the extent that we can even see it as a reason why we were allowed Kenyan Kesef. But the contrary, our Gemara seems to say the opposite. All right.
Adam brought this up earlier. Seems like if this Tosfos is asking this question of the shot of Rashi in the Gemara before.
Does it have to be that way? When I was explaining the Tosfos, I was trying to fit it in Africa for Tosfos too.
The wording really sounds like, right? Like that it's a reuse of that. We tried to explain, we said you could explain the question, but with the wording it sounds a lot like
Ada Rabba Griusa means that whatever Peshat you'll say, whether it's because it's Kesef, or because it's Kesef is a Yitzia, so therefore she can have a more reason to have a Kenisa Ayidei Kinyan, another type of a Kinyan, because you see you can break it easier. But to the contrary, this particular fact that there's a Kinyan, the Yitzia of Kesef, is Dafka reason that Kesef should not be. In other words, if you were to ask me from Sheish, let's go with Tosus approach. Let's go to Tosus' approach that the Yitzia, the Gemara could have asked from the Yitzia of Sheish and Yovel v'Simanim. So, no problem. The fact that she can have a Yitzia of all different kinds could explain why she can have an extra Kinyan to bring her in. But if you want to specifically mention the Yitzia of Kesef, not because Kesef per se, like Rashi, but Yitzia of Kesef, so she has an easy way to get out of the Amma, of being an Amma, of a Shifchus, through a Kinyan of Kesef. But no, particularly that Inyan is a reason not to have Knesset of Kesef. So I can hear the Adirab of Tosus even with Lomsha, because he's saying, throw in an extra Yitzia, as long as it's not the Kategor, then it's okay. But if it's the Kategor, then Adirab, but then how could that should not be a reason doctor for Kesef. If you want to use Kesef as a reason she has some other Kinyan to become a shifcha, that's fine. But to become a shifcha through Kesef, to the contrary. So I don't think we have to make this Tosus go different than Tosus before. Yeah, for Rashi, for sure, it's a kash. Yeah.
I don't know if he means the kinyan is stronger.
Let me hear from you guys. What do you think Rashba means?
She could do yid maybe, like it could end up being positive.
No, why is to go out? She's leaving the shivcha. She's leaving being an amma. She's going back to herself.
That's not a
kategor. No, the kategor. Okay.
It's a kategor to go in, I would think.
No, kategor's not going.
She's going to be asleep.
What's Baisha? Baisha, the kategor is the gerish.
Yeah.
So you're saying because she's free, so that's not kategor.
Gerish
is
always a bad thing.
Gerishin is always bad. The mizbeach is more the most, right? It's a bad thing to go get divorced. You know, so. But here, what?
The lashon is that it's only shivcha.
Yeah. I don't know if he means quite because she's free. He means that when you're breaking ishus, but you can still fit it in. Breaking ishus, that's kategor, that she's not married anymore. That's a kategor vis-a-vis the sanegor becoming married. But being a shivcha, not being a shivcha, no, it's two different realities. Okay, forgetting about that she's free, it's great that she's free. No, not that, no. Maybe it's good that she's also a shivcha. Maybe in some ways in society of back in time of the Torah, it was a protection for her that she had someone to take care of her. But okay, but mitzad sheni, okay, but now she'll make it on her own and she'll marry someone else. So it's not like the dichotomy of a, you know, the matzav of shivchus versus the matzav of not being a shivcha. That's not kategor sanegor. With respect to ishus and breaking ishus, that's where the contrast is more sharp, and that's where the problem exists. That's how I think the Rashi means something. It's hard to know for sure. He doesn't say much, but that's what I would say. Yeah.
So back to the point Ari is making, Christmas is a lesson of vidin hu shitein ibn spekesef. Ari is yosi spekesef vidin hu, and it makes perfect sense. Like,
yeah, so he's saying from the word vidinu, it's mashma, but it's a bit like.
But
vidinu could also mean because of the yitzhiya also.
He says vidinu that it works one way, so then it should also work.
No. If he would have substituted. Maru Amishkin Yotze B'Sheish. I couldn't say Vidinu Shetei Niknes B'Kesef. Why not? No, why not? The fact that Yotze B'Sheish Dinu Shetei Niknes B'Kesef, because you see she has a lot of ways out of the Kenyan, out of the being a Shifcha, so she could have an easier way to get in it. The more that you see it, it can be undone in all kinds of ways, so it shows you that it's easy Kenyan to get into, just like it's easy to get out of it, it's easy to get in it. Dinu. I don't think it's so bad to say dinu, even if it would be al derech zeh. Okay, we can quibble, but I'll quibble. The kasha is a kasha, right? Everyone hear the kasha. Now the shayla is what is Tosa's answer. Let's see Tosa's answer. Yeshua. The ba'amah of Ria leko memahachi. By Amah, you can't say this problem of kategor sanegor. Lefisha metchila she'avia mochro l'shivchus. When the father sells her, who mekabel hakesef min ha'adam? So the father receives money from the adam. That's the kesef that comes to him when she becomes a shivcha. Imkein, kishu rotsa levdosa, when he wants to redeem her, dinhu she kabel ha'adam hakesef. So it makes sense that the adam receives the kesef. So that's not kategor sanegor. What's the problem over here? Aval ish she mekadesh isha. So there, hakol ba'al yado. Everything is from the man through him. Bein ha-kiddushin, bein ha-gerushin. Here it's clear in Tosus that when the Gemara is saying kesef works for gerushin, the Gemara is thinking, who's giving kesef to who? The husband is giving, the ba'al is giving to the wife. V'hasam sheikh ha-mifach, yomru kesef, machnis kesef, motzi, and so on. What is Tosus essentially answering? No, without looking too carefully in the words, you might say, well, it's basically the idea, like the Gemara asks on Abaye initially, you know, Hai kas b'luchud. Okay, the Gemara answers, for Abaye, it's the same mint, the same minted coin. The Gemara says, it's a different kesef. Rashi explains, it's a different amira each time. So Tosus would be saying, you can hear a svara, that this is the kesef that's being given to the father, from the Adon, and this is kesef is given from the girl to the Adon, this is going from the Adon to the father, it's going from the girl to the Adon. So it's high kas b'luchud. So it's not in kategor nasanegor, it's different money. I hear a svara like that, but is that what Tosus means? What words of Tosus jump up at you? Two words in Tosus. When you see the answer Tosus, I mean, he's pointing out, obviously, here it's going from one to the other in one direction, and this going the other direction. Right? That's clear part of what Tosfos is saying. Here, hakol ba'al yado. Right? It's always the Baal giving to the Isha. But the other one is by Amma, it's what? Mitchila, the father's Mekabel Kesef from the other. And then the second time, the other's Mekabel Kesef from her. But if Utosus meant was, so it's like high kaspel chud, high kaspel chud. Here it's the same kesef. You see, the man to the woman, same kesef. By the Amma, it's high kesef, it's different kesef. Here he's going from one hand, who's mekabel the kesef in one case, the other, who's mekabel the kesef in the other case, the father. But what words of Tosis don't seem to sit well, if that's all Tosis meant? Which two words in Tosis? Look again at the words of Tosis. Again, look again, read again inside. So initially, he's accepting kesef. In Cain, kishu rotsa lifdosa, when he wants to pull her from being a shivcha, what does he say? Dinhu, she kabel adam kesef. The way I just said pshat, you need those words dinhu? What should it say? So here he gets it, and later he's getting it, so it's different kesef. No, Tos didn't say that. I mean, as much as we can like the Svara, that's not the words of Tos. We have to redact the words. Dinhu she yikabel adna kesef. And then he continues, Avo isha mekadesh isha kol ba'al yado beseder. The Svara. The chiluk is kriya chiluk, but the point of Tos doesn't seem to be that alone. Like a high kaspel chud, high kaspel chud. There's a dinhu point. That it's not kateka sanega because it makes perfect sense that it goes back in the other direction when she wants to free herself. Whereas here, the Baal is giving both kinds, so you don't have that logic, and then the Hakatega Sanega problem does exist. Oh, so what's the extra element that Tosa seems to be mentioning in the Dinhu? In the Tosa Rash, you also hear the words Dinhu, but with not as much of an Arichas of Tosa. So here I'm not 100% sure in terms of the details here with Tosa Rash versus Tosa, but this much is clear. In the Rush and Tosa Rush, he says also Dinhu, but he doesn't emphasize the point. You see, what differentiates Tosa Rush from Tosa? So let's read the Tosa Rush. Katega Yasa Sanega, Hachva Roshaych Lidyan Amma, Haivriya, De Kimosha Machra Malachta Bedamim, Dinhu Shetasa Betikta Malachta Bedamim. What's the similarity to Tosa? Why is it Katega Sanega problem over there? Because Kemoshe Machra Malachta Bedamim, when she's becoming a Shivcha, so she sells herself and her Maisi Yadayim with money, which is paid for the Maisi Yadayim. Says the Rush, Dino, she taxes of a tick the Malachta Bedamim. So now she's going free. She's buying the Maisi Yadayim back, but now it's not going to go to the other anymore. She's paying him what it would be worth. There's a Dinhu idea. So it's not Katega Sanega. But now think about what the Tosa said and what did Tosa say. What did the Tosa say just that? The Tosa seems to be saying more. What does Tosa say beyond that? What points did Tosa make that's not in Tosa Rush? By Kiddushin, it's the Baal HaKobal Yado. For Tosis, that's part of the answer. Tosis Rush doesn't say a word about that. So exactly what's going on here? Let's try to sort this out somewhat. The Dinhu idea certainly takes it beyond what we just said before, that it's just, oh, it's a different kesef. So what's the Dinhu? Let's go back to Tosis. What's the Dinhu she kabahadana kesef? What did Tosis mean? So that's the first nakateka sanega, yeah?
Maybe it sounds like, because with the Kiddushin, there's like two parties involved. Like, I'm giving you money for this, and then it makes sense that you would give the money back.
Not Kiddushin, you mean by Shit, by Amma.
No, by Kiddushin.
By Kiddushin, I mean Kiddushin and Gerishin?
Amma.
Yeah.
Like, he pays for this, and then if you want to get it back, you pay me back.
And therefore?
It makes sense. To say that the money can work both ways. But by Anisha, since I'm just always just constantly giving the money, there's no like logic to say,
Like that's
you don't see in the Sinas Kesef for Gerishin that it's not, yeah, it's not.
It's more of a problem to see that the exact same thing I'm doing now would
be doing. Okay, so let's put it like this. So what exactly is happening by Ummah? Let's maybe plug in a little bit Tosa Rush's language. There's a transaction on the Maase Yadayim. Now you have to know who's buying the Maase Yadayim from who. So he's buying the Maase Yadayim initially from her, so he pays the father. When she's going free, so it's a Giron Kesef. So you calculate based on what we imagined each year's Maase Yadayim are worth, based on the purchase price, and then she basically gives the money back to him. So it's totally logical that the Giron Kesef is, she's being poed to herself. So that's not Kategos HaNeger. That's simply, that's the Metzius of being poed there. That's being poed to back to Maase Yadayim. It's basically the same transaction. It's just a question of which direction. Kategos HaNeger would be where? So now Tosus brings in over here the Hakol Ba'al Yado means what? There's no, it's not the same transaction. This is a transaction of Kiddushin, giving her Kesef. This is a transaction of Gerishin, giving Kesef. There's no reason why the Kesef giving to her should make Gerishin. To the contrary, if it's making Gerishin, it shouldn't make Kiddushin. Whereas if there's logic that the Kesef is basically a transaction in that relates to the Maase Yadayim, so then the question is she getting the Maase Yadayim back or is he getting the Maase Yadayim, the earnings now? So whoever is now purchasing the Maase Yadayim gives the Kesef to the other party. So that's totally logical. So the Kinyan is the Kinyan on the Maase Yadayim. That's not Kategos HaNeger. That's simply what makes sense. Whatever it is that's happening in the Kinyan is where the Kesef should go. Whereas here, this is what you're saying, basically. Right? Here the Kesef is for Kiddushin, Seder. Kesef for Gerishin, why should that be? It's not the reverse. If she would be giving the Kesef, maybe you could say something, but it's not. It's Hakol Ba'al Yado. So Tosus would be really, in that regard, very similar to Tosa Rush, except with a little more of a of expressing the contrast to the case of Ish and Isha. Just not sure why Tosa Rush didn't mention that extra point Tosus did. And I'm not sure if that's the case. Maybe Tosus could see, this is a shaila I have in my mind, maybe Tosus didn't necessarily emphasize this point as far as he's buying the Maase Yadayim. Tosus didn't say that. Just wrote, so the dosa dinu shi kabel adna kesef. Typically, how do we understand the behefta? That she's buying back the Maase Yadayim, like the Tosa Rush says it. But conceivably you could say, no, it's basically a Maisa Kinyan. The amount of Kesef is calculated according to the years that are left. But it's a Maisa Kinyan. She goes free. She gives the Kesef to the Ado, she goes free. But even if I say it that way, Tosa still understands it as not in Kateganas Sanegar, because here he's acquiring her, he gives her Kesef. Here, dinu, that's Dam Haikas Vilchud, dinu, that she's buying herself back, she gives him the Kesef. Even if I don't insert the point of the Tosus HaRash, that it's because of the Maase Yadayim being bought, the Malacha being bought, even if Tosus didn't conceive of Giron Kesef in the form of, you know, she's when she's buying herself out, she's buying back her Maase Yadayim, because Tosus didn't say it. So I don't know if I have to put that into Tosus. Let's just assume it's a Maisa Nesinas Kesef. How much Kesef? Whatever the formula says. The Shanim HaNosaros. The Maisa Nesinas Kesef from the Amma to the Adon. And with that, she's free. Suppose I said it that way. Without the point of Dinusha, what the Tosa Rush says. Dinusha, Tasa B'tikta Malachta B'domin. I think Tosa doesn't embrace that idea. Just simply a Maisa Nesinas Kesef. That's the Hefta. But Lamaisa, it did who, because he's giving the Kesef to her to make her Shifcha, she's giving Kesef to him to make herself not a Shifcha. That's not Kategos HaNeger, that's logical. Whereas over here, it's not. It's the Hakol Ba'al Yado. So that to me would be the best, maybe the best way in the words of Tosus, Terms of Rush doesn't have to emphasize as much the point about Kol Bal Yado because he says it's more simple. By Giron Kesef, it's the transaction of buying Ma'aseh Yadayim. Whoever's buying it pays the money. She's buying her own Ma'aseh Yadayim back from him. She gives him the money. Initially, he's buying her Ma'aseh Yadayim. He gives the father the money. Either way, there's a dinhu idea. It's a dinhu. Dinhu that it should make sense that the kesef goes back to the adon when she's poda herself. Nafkamina would be whether I have to assume that the hefta is a kesef shivui idea or not. Is the hefta that she's mamish buying herself back through the ma'aseh yadayim, or it's just a ma'aseh nesinas kesef? Tos Rush, I think it's obvious that it's a kesef shivui idea. It's buying her melacha back. And Tosas didn't emphasize those words. Tosas focuses on the dinu that she gives back the money to him. Because that's the yitzia. That's enough to say it's not katega sanega because it's the other direction. So it undoes the original kinyan. And that's okay. But if it doesn't make sense that it should be the same, you know, hakol bal yado, so then it's mamish katega sanega. Everyone here, it's a subtlety. I think the first thing is to establish that Tosas didn't mean what we could have said. No, high kasbuchot, high kasbuchot. It's because it's a different direction, so it's different kesef. Tosas says bidinu. There's a dinu idea. But what's the bidinu? That already the Tosas says because of the malacha being bought back, and Tosas doesn't quite say it that way. Questions? We were talking this morning. It's better. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little confusing because it still sounds like you could make the parallel. As far I was asking about in Gershon, why not when you're giving her money, let's say that it was money for the Gershon, then that's her being Kones Atzma. It's the same thing as her being Tachzor B'Tikna.
Yeah, that she should give the money. That was the problem. No, she should really be giving the money. She's Kones Atzma, but the Kona gives the money. And here he's giving them. Yoni.
Just again, is Rav saying that we could say that the Tosas does Rosh thing the same?
If I want to say, I could see Tosas, he just he didn't spell out the point of Malachta, but Tosas could be saying very similar to Tosas Rosh. But again, if you wanted to quibble, you could say Tosas does, you don't need that. You don't need that point. Just the fact that it's in the reverse, that's enough to call it Dinhu. Even if you don't want to call it that she's buying the malacha back, but that's already a dinu, that it's the other direction, so that's why it works the other way. Derech Agav, just an interesting thing I saw in the Avni Miluyim, he wants to just say pshat in the Gemara, but it's the end of Chav Tes, Simon Chav Tes, I think I gave it to you, just a paragraph, when he's discussing this inyan of Kesef Shivui by Kedushin, the Sma, the Taz, we've seen many times the question of how it works. So he learns pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha on Abaye's answer that you can learn out a Hekesh Abaye Yitzia, Yitzia Avaya, that there should be Yitzia B'Kesef because Enka Tega Nasa Sanega. So the Gemara says, so same thing by Shtar. Shtar Machnis, Shtar Motzi, Shtar Machnis, Katega Yasa Sanega. The Gemara says, no, Mili Dahai Shtar Ulechod, Bahai Shtar Ulechod. The words are different. In fact, the Gemara so hachanami, high kasper luchud, high kasper luchud. So why not say the same thing by kesef? So what's the Gemara ask? And the Gemara answers no, but tiva miyachadu. So he just tries to get a pshat in the Gemara. What is Gemara pressing that the same way by shtar, it's not a problem because it's different words of the shtar, it written in the shtar. So too by kesef, high kasper luchud, the kesef of the kedushin is luchud. And the kesef that makes gershon is luchud. So he says a very interesting pshat. He says that the reason why the Gemara is asking this is because it's a different mahalach in kesef. Because what's the idea of kesef for kedushin? And this is what he builds up from before in this same simin, the same sivkatan here. The inyan of kesef kedushin he calls kesef what? Kesef shivui. Kesef yerushin is clearly not kesef shivui. And therefore, now why not? So I would say it simply. For some reason he says it a little different, but I would just say it like this. What will you tell me? Why can't it be Kesef Shivui? for Gerishin.
Same
because the same person is giving it. If it's Kesef Shivui, if you will, who should be giving it? She should be giving it. Yeah, that's what I would say. For some reason, he says a different point. It's because it's Balkarcha. Kesef Shivui can be Balkarcha. I'm not sure why he says it that way. But the basic approach is what I'm saying here. So he says, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. But then he'll refer to the Pshat Gemara condition of, hey, Bihachi, whatever, Hai Kasbuchud, Pirish Rashi, why is Hai Kasbuchud? Because of the Amira. So he said, what's the Maksha thinking? Hai Kasbuchud. Of course it's different. By Shtar, it's a Nusach Ashtar, which is different. And by Kesef, it's the same Kesef. So, I mean, it's the same mint. So, like, why is he more asking Akasha? Because the Amira is different. But the Etzem Kinyan is different by Shtar. Mashaikim by Kesef, Etzem Kinyan Chaduhu. Okay, the Kedushin use a Russian Sanegor, Hareat Mukudeshes. By Get, you say Hareat Muter Sechaladam. But the Maisa, still it should be, that's exactly the point. In Sanegor, Nasa Kategor. He says, answer is, Ufi Mashikasavti, that Kesef Shekona is Kesef Shivui HaKedushin. And that's what's going on when he gives the pruta. It's tchilas pirona kedushin, but begerishin lo shayach shivui. He says why? Because it's bal karcha. I would say because it's he's giving it, not her. But lo shayach shivui. Now bal karcha. So how could you think that kesef works at all? In hekesh lemechz. Al karcha. We spell it on our own in the gemara. Al karcha kufima desaka daitach de in hekesh lemechz. Ve'amin biyatze b'haisa ma avayi bekesef avitziya bekesef. So what would be the pshat of the kesef of Yitzia? Can't be kesef shivui. What is it? Kesef what? Kesef kinyan. V'ye Yitzia the kesef kinyan. Because what shaykh begershin kesef shivui? Was that maksha? That's what the Gemara says. Hai kesef l'chud, hai kesef l'chud. The kedushin, the kesef is kesef shivui, not kesef kinyan. That begershin is kesef kinyan, but kesef shivui. So in problem, no problem. In Sanegor, not the Kategor, hai kesef l'chud, hai kesef l'chud. This is kesef shivui, this is kesef kinyan. I say, that's what the Avdimuim wants to say pshat in the Gemara. And for the Gemara, nonetheless, tiva miyachadu, so it even stretches to that as well. It's a new twist on the words of the Gemara. Okay. The Avnei Milui.
Yeah. No,
but even so, even though the different Mahalach, but because Tiva Milchado, it also goes into Enkatega. Yeah. Koi Begerishin and Mayit Gerishin. Okay, back in the Gemara. Now we're with Rava. So Abaye went with his reason that you can't say that Kesef should work for Gerishin because of a Sanegor Katega problem. Rava maybe didn't agree with that. You have to know why. It could be the Gemara, Rabbi didn't feel the distinction was strong enough between Kesef and Shtar. So Rabbi needed to say a different reason, and he found a drasha. So initially the Gemara says, what's the drasha? Drasha is b'chasav la, b'ksiva misgareshes, only with Shtar, and not with Kesef. In fact, the Gemara on that, why not dash in a differently? The kasav la means b'ksiva misgareshes, and miskadeshes b'ksiva. Maybe the diag of the pasuk should be that shtar works only for what? For gerushin, not for kedushin. The Gemara says, no, you can't say that because we have yotze v'haisa that we learn out that shtar works for kedushin. Fekma umara isa. Why are you picking one angle of the hekesh more than the other? In other words, what could you have said? The Hekesh says that we Kesef works for Kedushin, Kesef works for Gerushin. And so you can't be Memayit that Kesef doesn't work for Gerushin. What would be the Miut? The Miut would be on the other end that you can't have Kedushin Ayudeshta. It says, Mistavra, Koi be Gerushin, Memayit Gerushin. We're holding by Gerushin. So the Miut is that Gerushin only Shtar and not anything else, not Kesef. Koi be Gerushin, Memayit Kedushin. You're holding by Gerushin and you're going to Mayit Kedushin that you can't have Shtar by Kedushin. Tosus says, the Ein Svar Lomar, why not say like this? Koi B'Ksiva, Mayit B'Ksiva. What does it mean? Koi B'Gerushin, Mayit Gerushin, as opposed to Mayit B'Kedushin. Koi B'Ksiva, we're talking about the Shtar. So the Shtar works here, Shtar doesn't work elsewhere. Why should I say Mayit Kesef? The Mir is in Shtar. So therefore it should tell me that Shtar doesn't work by Kedushin. The The Pashta, the Kra Mashma, the way to read the Pashta Pashta Pasuk is, Shabbo Lomar, Dafka B'Ksiva, that's coming to say only with Ksiva, not with anything else, the Ka'amar, because how does the Pasuk phrase itself? Im lo sim tzochein be'enav, v'chasavra, if you have a desire not to stay, keep her as a wife, the way the Pashup Shadda Pasuk is phrased, it seems to be focusing on this is the way for the get to take place, for the Gershon to take place. We're not focusing on Shtar per se, we're talking about on the, focusing on the way for Gershon to happen. And hear the point. So the Gershon having this way, so therefore it means this way the deed would be, and not through anything else, not through Kesef. Okay. This is really a big sugya. We'll try to mitzamtzim ourselves on this, just to, you know, for our purposes, because I want to be able to be mamshech in the Gemara, but we'll see what we can here. The Gemara mentions, again, back in the Shaka Vitaya, the Gemara. So we had the Rabbis Drasha from Biksiva Misgareshes, Ve'en Misgareshes Bekesef. In fact, the Gemara on that, Rabbi Yossi Aglili has a different drasha from the Chasavla Sefer, that has to be dumi the Sefer, that you can't write a get on an Ochel and so on. So what does he do? Where is he going to learn out what we just said according to Rava, that in Mitzgaresh is the Kesef? Sigmar brings a different drasha. It says Sefer Krisus. Sefer Korsa, the in Baba Acha Korsa, right? That what? Only through Sefer, only through get, not through Kesef. Sefer Krisus. Fine. No Rabbanan, High Krisus Mayabdu. The Rabbanan don't hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili on the other drasha. So they're free to darshin from Biksiva Misgareshes that you can't have Kesef for Gereshin. So what are they going to darshin from the safe from the Krisus? Says the Gemara, there's a new halacha that the Chum use it for. Hareza Giteich. Person says to a woman, I'll give you a get with the following tonight. Shirotishti Yayin. That you should not drink wine indefinitely. So he's giving the get, but she's basically bound by this tonight, otherwise the get will not be a get. Or Amenasol Techli Beis Avich Ha'olam. He gives her a tonight, he imposes a tonight in the get, that she should not be allowed to visit her father's house, ever. Ein Zekrisus. That would not be a get, even though everything else about the get is fine. But because the Tanai leaves a connection between the man and the woman, that she has to observe this Tanai indefinitely, so that is a problem in Krisus. The get has not totally severed the relationship because she's still, in a certain sense, latched onto him by virtue of this Tanai that he put on in this get. That's if he said, Shalotish Tiyayin forever, or Shalotech B'Savach L'Olam. What if he just said, Kosh Roshim Yom, that I'm giving you the get now, and for 30 days you can't engage in drinking wine, or not to go to your father's house? So if it's for only for 30 days, I raise a Krisus. Why is that? Even though right now, for the next 30 days, she'll be having to be careful to observe this tonight. But because ultimately, it's possible, right? Ultimately what? It's going to be severed. So that's okay, even though right now she has to be careful. So she's careful. She can remarry now. She'll have to keep the tonight. That's what Rashi points out. Ein ze krisus shekoy yemer hine gedes bo kaim tnai ze machmas ave ze krisus afil miyad ve hite kaim tno betelech she efshet ve mo over the abdal. Let's mention already the other cases in Gemara has in Gittin. Let's say he says, Shalotishti Yayin Koy Mechai Puroni. So now we really don't know. How long is Puroni going to live? Is he going to outlive her? Is he going to outlive him? It's possible that he'll outlive her, which means that for the rest of her life, she'll have to not drink wine. Is that a good get or not a good get? So the answer is, it is a good get. Because it's not a certainty that she'll have to be bound by this tonight, because Ploni could die sooner. So the problem is only a problem, he says, Koy mechayechi, for your life, you can't drink wine, or indefinitely, or like over here, shaloteicha b'yisavecha olam. But as long as the possibility exists that she won't have to be keeping the tonight forever, so that is not a problem of krisus. Okay, that's the sugi here. So that's what the Chacham darshan from this drush of krisus. Yisagli gets it from koris krisus, and Rabbanan don't have that extra mashmos of koris krisus. So let's talk about this inyan for itself. Tosus has a kasha. This kasha is not just in our Tosus. This sugi appears in 4 or 5 different places when Martin inserts this drasha in part of the Shaka Vitaria. There's a drasha of krisus that you can't impose a t'nai, that she's for sure going to be bound by this t'nai forever, so then the get is not considered to be krisus. And one of the classic example is shelotechli beis avich la'ola. You can never visit father's house. Fektosis, here and many places, with slight nuances of a difference in the way the kasha is phrased. Pirish bekuntris, first he quotes Rashi, shekol yameha negedes ukaim t'nai z'machmasa. Why is it not a krisus? Because all her life, she's Negedus means she's tied, she's connected to fulfill the t'nai because of what he imposed on her. That's considered that they haven't been severed. This get is not therefore a valid get. V'im toma. Amaygo amar dahavi get. Why not say it is a get? Why should it be a get? Sharei imesa viha. Suppose a father dies, which could happen. Yechola hi likanis lebayis. She'd be able to enter the house. Vishuba and Negedespo. And then once she can and then she won't be connected to him anymore. The La'olam, the Acha Misas Aviha, Lochasha Beis Aviha. How do I know that she can enter the house after the father dies? It's not called Beis Aviha. I mean Binadarim. Like it says in Adarim the following, a person makes a neder kodim lebeischa she'eni nichnas. So a person says makes an iser konam, that's a lashon of karban. It should be usher to me like a karban. That's always the lashon used by Nadarin. That I want to forbid myself to enter your house, that enter your house, any nechnas, meis o mechar o muter. That what happens if the person dies or sells it, so he can enter the house. Why? Because it's not called his house. So sestos is by the same token. If a person says to the woman, it's only going to be us if her to enter the house because the father is alive. So therefore, since the father could die and should be mutter, so there's a possibility, you see the window, the option could exist that she'll be able to enter the house. So that's no different than a case I just gave you where you'd say, don't drink wine so long as so-and-so is alive. So which means that it could be that the pony will outlive her, but it could be not. It could be that she'll outlive the father, but it could be not. So the fact that there's a possibility that she'll become mutter makes it no longer a problem of krisus. And how do you see that it would be mutter for her to enter the house if the father dies? Because you see in Hilchos Nedarim that he says, Kono beischa she'eni nichnas, that it's mutter to enter the house if the person dies. So too, she should be able to enter the house if the father dies, in which case it should be no problem of krisus. Everyone hear the problem clearly? Yeah, Mickey.
Tosus sees the havamina as
not the havamina. It's a kasha on this halacha. This halacha.
He sees the kasha as asking not in if that role is a father or not. Is any person you're not allowed to go into any person's house?
In other words, the same way he's going to be mechalk in the teretz. You'll see between the lush and base avich. The halacha in the darm seems clear. Konim with base chash any nichnas. So if the person dies, so then it's mutter to enter the house. So Tosus says the same thing should be true in the lashon beis avich, beis av. When the father is alive, it's called beis av. When it's not called beis av anymore. So then then the possibility is there for her that she'd be able to enter the house when the father is no longer b'chayim. So then why is it considered a problem of krisus? Krisus is only a problem if it's in it. There's no question that she'll be bound by this tonight. La'olam. As long as it's possible that she won't be mekusher to him through this tonight forever, then it's mutter. It's a good get. You know, as long as it's potentially going to be mutter for her to able to enter the house, it's not a problem of krisus. I gave you the example. Kol yimei chayi ploni. Could it be that she'll have to be stuck not drinking wine the rest of her life? Yes. Is it for sure that she'll be bound by this tonight the rest of her life? No. Ploni could die. That's enough to say it's not a problem of krisus. Correct? Says Tosus, no, the halacha is kon lebeischa she'ini nechnas is only called beischa when he's b'chay. So shelchechu beis avich ha'olam is only an iser if the father is b'chayim, presumably. So then, why is this considered a problem of krisus? It should be no different than koy mechayi ploni. This Tosus kash, yeah?
But his tanai was for the extent that it's called your father's house. So
you're saying like this, the heter is not a heter in that which was neser. You're saying a very good svar, and the Magid Mishnah says this svar b'dasa Rambam. I wasn't going to get to the Rambam, but I'm just going to give you an idea. The Rambam seems to say that if you say I'm not sure to nasi leploni, it's a problem, and they want to compare it to this case, and the Rambam learned it from this case. I pony could die, sure to nasi leploni. He give you a get, but she can't marry X, Mr. X. That's his tonight. So Mr. X could die. So she's not going to have to be bound by this for the rest of her life. But the Rambam apparently compares it, has a Magid Mishnah, to this case. So Tosus had a kasha. The father could die, and it'll be mutter. Says the Magid Mishnah. But the heter is not a heter in that which she was neser in. Koy mechay ploni. Right, so it's the issue was in Shtias Yayin, Kol Mechayi Ploni. So then after Chayi Ploni, he's mutter. Here it's because it's not Kol Beis Avich. So the svar is a good svar. Good. Tosus doesn't go that far. Tosus doesn't feel it should matter. It's a good time that you're saying. And then maybe you have to put it in the Rambam. Maybe other ways to learn the Rambam. But Lamaisa, Tosus Kasha is as long as the actual Tanai that she's bound by, the Isser, is not La'olam. No, that restriction will not exist forever. It's possible that it won't exist forever. Could be it will, but as long as it's possible, even though that which will become mutter is because it won't be Beis Avich, but Lemaisa, the restriction is not clearly forever, that's enough to justify that it should be called krisus. Here your tainus is a good tainus, but that's Tosus' assumption. So what's the difference between Beis Avich in the Tanai over here and a case of Nedarim where he says, konum beischa she'eni nechnas, that's usher, that's mutter after the person dies. This is Tosus Kash. And for Tosus. The Yeshulomar. The base of Viha, Kuruyim, Ko Yotze Chalotzav Shel Aviha, Afagav Shebeis. Base of Viha, it's called, can be referring to Ko Yotze Chalotzav. Even if the father dies, you have the descendants. Even if he died, there's still an Isser mitzad the Lashon Beis Avich. Tosus Mechalik, in other words, between Beis Avich and a Lashon of Stam Bais. Beis Avich can extend to include what? The children, the descendants. Beis Chosh Eni Nechnas means this person, he's not alive, it's mutter to enter. Beis Avich extends to koyotzi chalatzav, apishene, afagav shenes. Pashupsha, what does Tosus mean to say? That the words base av, it's called what? It's called base av, even beyond, even because it still has that same name. What's Tosus write? Kedichsiv, Gabi Tamar, Parshas Vayeshev. Yehuda says to Tamar, Shvi almana base avich. Stay as an almana base avich, my father's house. Adigdal Shela Bini and so on. Shvi Amana Beis Avich. So what do you see there? Afa Pi Shemes Aviha. Even though her father had died, Kedemukhi Kroi, like the Psukim indicate. So what is Tosus talking about? What is Tosus referring to? Mes Aviha. How do you know Thomas' father died? Okay, the Psukim are indicating. What is Tosus? Anyone know what Tosus must mean? What is Tosus? You have to know other Tosus and to be Mashlim here, or you have to know a Rashi and Chumash. One or the other. What did Tosus mean? Shvi Amana Beis Avich, even though Meis Aviha, Kedemuchi Kvai, what does he mean? You're looking at Tosus Arash a little bit more, you know, you should know, but start looking. Lashon Tosus Arash, it's really Tosus in other places, still Tosus Arash here. Yishlomar de beis aviv kuim kol yotzei chalotzav shel aviv api shemeis kedamina betamar. Now, I'm going to ask you, Rabosai, how to read a certain word in the Tosus HaRash. So turn to Tosus HaRash. Okay? We have one shear assistant still in the room, okay? So, put anyone on the spot, but just to read the words of Tosus HaRash, because there's no vowels, right? Kidamina betamar, okay? See the words? Shvi amana beis avich. Af al pi. Finish the sentence. Af al pi. No? Find the words of Tosus HaRash. Af al pi, what? Kol yotzei chalotzav, beis aviv kuim kol yotzei chalotzav, af al pi shemeis. Kidamina betamar. Shvi amana beis avich, af al pi shekvar. Keep going. Very good, very good. So you don't know much, you don't know Rashi and Chumash, you read Apishekfar Meis Shem Aviha. That's not what it means. That's not the reading. Apishekfar Meis Shem Aviha. What's Shem Aviha? So Taitchi. Kvar Meis Shem Aviha. Her father, Shem. Excellent. Her father, Shem. Apishekfar Shem. No, you didn't, you're, that's what you meant, no?
I meant like the name father. Like
no, 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 no. Abishikvah meis shem aviha. Tosus in Erev. This Tosus is a few places. Tezvav amid beis. Tezvav amid beis. You don't have it, but I'll read it to you. Tema kemeis aviha lo chashiv su beis aviha. Kedasani bin adarim. Konum beis chasheni nechnas. Sol chasheni ukeach. Meis amuchar amuter. Yeshlomer, the base of Yakuim Koyotzi Chagotzov, Kirusiv and Tamar, Shvi Amana Beis Avich, Afal Gav, the Kray Muchach, Shekvar Meis Shem. Doesn't mean, you can't say Kvar Meis Shem, doesn't make sense. Abi Shekvar, the Kray Mukhi, Shekvar Meis Shem. Who's Shem? Who's Shem? Shem is the son of Noach. And who is the daughter of Shem? Who's the Tamar? How do I know Tamar is the daughter of Shem? Where do Chazal say this?
Kohen.
And where's the Rashi in Chumash?
Was Kohen.
Yes. What did Yehuda say? What was the sentence that he ordered that she be taken out? Sreifa. Why Sreifa? Hotziua besi Sareif. The Rashi in Chumash quotes from Chazal. What did Yehuda say? Hotziua besi Sareif. Why Sreifa? Because you could say she was in some sense she was Mizana. She was only Shemeres Yavam, really. You have to know exactly why it's called Tznus. She was Shemeres Yavam. She had to wait for Sheila to get older. Okay. But somehow it was seen as some kind of a Tznus. So what's the halacha? Ubas ish kohen kisecha liznos. Esavia hi mechaleles ba'esh tisareif. Says Rashi in Chumash, Hotziua besi sareif. Amar fai maksha, mishum rab meir, bito shel shem haisa, shehu kohen. Oh yeah? Shem was a kohen. How do we know Shem was a kohen?
Avram gave him Yisrael.
Umalki tzedek melech sholem hotzi lechem v'yoyin, v'hu kohen akel elyon. Who's Malki tzedek? Rashi in Chumash again. It must be Mavis said with Rashi, that didn't have it. Malki tzedek, Rashi in Pashas Gachacha, who's Shem ben Noach. Malki tzedek was Shem. V'hu kohen akel elyon. Shem had a status of a kohen. The Gemara Nedarim says that he lost the kohuna. Avram got kohuna for his children, but Lamaisa Shem had a status of a kohen. So Tamar was the daughter of Shem. Says Rashi, that's why Danula Sreifa, because Bas Kohen is Sreifa. Okay, this Rashi is a lot to tumble about. The Ramban and Chumash there. Why is it Nus? Why the Seder? But there is this idea. Tamar was Bito Shoshem. That's our Tosus. So Tosus says. It says in the Pasuk, what did Yehuda tell her? Shvi almana beis avich. And her father is Shem. And Shem had already died. This is the Lashon Tosus HaRash. Shekvar meis Shem aviha, or Tosus in Erevin, right? That Shekvar meis Shem. Kinemuchi kroi. Now, do the math. Kinemuchi kroi. No, you only have to figure out. How do we know that Shem had already died in the story in Vayeshev? By Ma'aseh Yehuda v'Tamar. When he says to our Shvi'an Beis Avi, we know Shem had already passed from the world. So the way to do that is to probably start figuring out how long Shem lived. How long did Shem live? No one remembers Pashas Noach. How long did Shem live? No, 600 years, no. Same Pashas Noach. The end of Pashas Noach. Shem was 100 when he had our Pachshad. Vayichi Shem Achar Yehudas had Pachshad, Chamesh Meil Shana. So how long did Shem live? 100 plus 500, 600. Now, in order to figure out when he died, you're going to have to go generation by generation, each generation how old. So if you don't want to have to go through the math yourself, you can look in the back of your Gemaras and Oth in the Farshim, and one of the Farshim quoted in the back does the Cheshbon for you. He tells you how many each generation, how old they were. And it comes out that Shem was Nifter when Yaakov Avinu was 50. Yaakov saw Shem for the first 50 years of his life. By the way, if you didn't know the Cheshbon, you can also know from Rashi and Chumash and Parshas told us that Shem was not alive when Yaakov was already past 50, or at least at the end of the Parsha. How old was Yaakov when he got the Bracha? That you also know the Rashi and the Parshas told us. How was Yaakov when he got the Bracha? You have to remember, said everybody. The Rashi, the long Rashi at the end of the Parshas told us. No. What does it say at the end of the Parshas told us? That Yishmael, Esau goes to marry Yishmael, Vayikach is Machlas, remember Thursday? Machlas Bas Yishmael Ben Avram. So it starts with Achos Nevayos. Why is it Achos Nevayos? Because what happened at this juncture in time? Yishmael died between the Erison and the Nesuin of Esau. No, why is it important for the Torah to tell us that Yishmael died? We know how old Yishmael was when he died. Yishmael died at what age? Parshas Chayisar. 137. No, why is it important to know Yishmael died now? If Yishmael dies at 137, so now Yitzchak was how much younger than Yishmael? 14. We all know.
14?
14 years younger. Right. Yishmael was born, Avram is 86, Pasuk in Parshas Lechecha. He was 13 at the Bris Milah of Avram, that's Avram's 99. He was 100. Avram was 100, Yishmael was 14, Yitzchak is born. 14 years difference. So if Yishmael is 137, so how old is Yitzchak? 123. No, how old is Yaakov then? The Pasuk in the beginning of told us. How old is Yitzchak when the children are born?
60.
So we know how old Yaakov was? 63. No, what did I tell you? Made a cheshbon. Shem died when Yaakov was 50. That's the cheshbon you have to do for yourself afterwards. 600 and figure out everything. We'll look in the back. The Maskil of David in Deck and also in Parshas told us also does a cheshbon for you. And now you understand the Rashi. Because Rashi says, why is it important to know that Yaakov's age was 63 right now? For another reason. Why does the Gemara Megillah, why does the Gemara have to tell us, why does the Gemara tell us that Yishmael lived 137? In order to know that there's certain years that are missing in Yaakov's life. Because if you figure out, Yaakov goes to Lavan, Yosef is born after how many years at Lavan's house?
20.
No, Yosef is born. 20 is how long he spends in Lavan's house. But when is Yosef born? After how many years? After 14 years, Kasha Yoda Rachel is Yosef, he wants to go, and then Lavan convinces him to stay another 6 years. So till Yosef is born is 14 years. And then when does Yaakov go down to Mitzrayim? How old is Yosef when Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim? So Yosef is 30 when he rises to power, and then how many more years till Yaakov comes down? 7 years of Sava, 2 years of Rav. So how old is Yosef at the time that Yaakov comes down with family? How old is Yosef? 39, yeah? So how old should Yaakov be? If you start counting from 63, so you should count 14 plus 39. What does that make? Everyone with me or too fast? What should it come to? 60, if Yaakov is 63 at the time of the brachas. Yeah? And then he has 14 years till Yosef, he goes to Haran, 14 years till Yosef is born, and then 39 years till Yosef, till he comes down to Mitzrayim to meet Yosef. The 39 plus 14 is how much? 50? 53 added to 63 is how much? 53 and 63 is 116, right? No, when Yaakov reunites with family, he meets Paro. Paro says, how old are you? What does Yaakov answer? 130. What are we missing? How many years? 14 years. What happened to the 14 years? So what did you say? He studied where? Shem Ve'eva. Is that correct? He studied for 14 years in yeshiva on his way to Lavan's house.
He was dead.
Who was the yeshiva? So look at Rashi in Parshas Memeduik and Rashi. That Rashi makes the whole cheshbon that we just did. I guess you haven't gotten to the end of the Parsha yet with the Rashi. The last Rashi in Todos.
Still not Wednesday yet.
So Rashi says, what do you see? You see that Yaakov had 14 more years. Where did he study? He was Nitman Beveis Aver. Rashi, beginning of Todos, says, Yoshev Oholim. Aholo shall shame aholo shall ever. What happened to shame? Beginning it says aholo shall shame the ever. He says the answer is, yeah, we made a cheshbon. That's the Tosus over here. Tosus in Muchikroi, Tosus in Erevin. Shame died when Yaakov was 50. Now it's Yaakov is 63, so it's only based on Erevin. Right? So this is Pashup Shat. Muchikroi, Tosus in Erevin. Yeah. If you want to know why 14 years, so the Maskil David at the end of Parshas Todos makes a cheshbon, and after 14 years he figures it out, that's when Aver died. So Yaakov left the yeshiva. Why 14 years? That was the yeshiva already was no Rosh Yeshiva, the yeshiva closed. Yaakov went on to, he knew it was time to go on to Haran. He makes the cheshbon, he says it could be 16, but it's really 14. The years get muvla, it's 14 a little bit more. Anyway, but I'll quote on him. The point of Tosis is Tamar was the daughter of Shame, and Shame was not alive in Parshas Vayeshev, because that's already much later. There's Yehuda's children, right? Yehuda's children married Tamar. So what do you see? Shvi Amana Beis Avich. Just one more Harabo site, then we'll talk about the real lumdus of the Tosis. This is Parshas just to touch the words, you know. But the real lumdus of the Tosis is yet to come. But what does Tosus answer then about Bekitzer? What did he answer? That Beis Avich is called even after the father dies. But what about the Lashon Bais Konma Beischa? That's Mashma only when? Only when the person is alive. Fet the Melo Haroyim in the back of the Gemara. But what did Rivka say? What did Yitzchak say to Yaakov at the end of the Parsha? He sends him where? Kum Lech Padena Aram Beisa Besuel. Avi Imecha. What does Yitzchak say to Yaakov? He sends him face of the Suel. What's the problem here? The Suel was already dead from before. We saw last Thursday in the Shir also. That was the Shidduch that was made for Rivka. That was also only the Rabban that was in Balachos. Rabban Harami Loli Isha was the Suel died because of the poison. And yet you see the Pasuk says, Beis of Kumlech Padena Aram, Beis of the Suel Avi Imecha. It says Beis of the Suel, even though we're not talking Beis Av. Beis HaBesuah, you see, even Bais Proni is called Bais Proni L'Acher Shemeis. Tosfos seems to be saying a specific word in terms of what? In terms of the Russian Bais Avich. But Bekonu Bais Chasheni Nichnas, that was the Mishnah Nedarim, Tosfos quoted. But what if Bais Nedarim, that Bais Proni means only B'chayim. Here you see even by Bais HaBesuah, as a fact the Meloha Royim. I'll quote by him, this is a simple pshat in Tosfos. That Beis Av is called even after he's no longer in the world. The problem is, Fekhtar Masha, in Sukkah, in Erevin, Chorotosis had two cases from the Darim. Kon Beis Chashei Nichnas, what does Tosis say? Meis, or, what's the other case? That he could become Mutter?
Machar.
What did Tosis answer? It's called Beis Av even after the father passes on. But Chorah, there's another case that they become mutter to enter the house. What was the other case? Tosis mentions in the example from the Darin. What would be if what? The father would sell the house. Tosis had Tosis answer the kasha from Mecher. So it still could become mutter to enter the house if the father would sell the house. So now I have to look at the Masha. Look at the Shach that I gave you. The Shach has a whole new reading of Tosus to answer the Mashas Kasha. So we'll talk about that a little bit, just to, again, to try to limit it, but that's that we have to work out. One more little Tosus as well. Next.
Yeah.
The Cheshvan is good?
You got it? I'm trying to remember what my issue is.
Okay, so we'll talk.
Why does Yaakov, you know, not